All right, this is Matthew Glanfield from the BBO Traffic Series. Today's call is how to get traffic by using your own products. Now, this is assuming that you've created some products in the past. If you haven't, that's okay. As you create products in the future, this will also help you to take those products and be able to get even more traffic from them. So usually people who want to get traffic have products. Now, there are some exceptions to that, people who have blogs or have affiliate marketing programs and everything set up so that they don't really have any of their own products. They are just promoting other people's products. Or maybe you don't have a product yet and you're learning about traffic to make sure that you get off on the right start with your business. Whatever the case, I strongly suggest that you do create your own products when we talk about information marketing. Now, if you're in the business of something like e-commerce, where you're creating physical product, or not creating, but where you're selling physical products, especially when you're not the manufacturer, which is usually the case with e-commerce businesses, then this call will not quite have to do as much as with your business as it will with people with information marketing businesses. So I will be upfront with you right now that in e-commerce, these techniques can be applied, but it's more in the sense of using your products to draw more affiliate income in so that you can make more money from your other products as well. So this will more apply to people who are in the info marketing business. So I'll just tell you that right up front that anybody who has an e-commerce store, you can focus more on search engine optimization and Google AdWords, things like that, article marketing, video marketing, even all those are great for e-commerce sites. And this, what we're going to talk about today, is more for you if you have an info product that you are selling. And what I define as an info product, for any of you that aren't familiar with that, is a product that is, let's say, an ebook or videos or audio on how to do something, or in the market where they're purchasing information. So if you're purchasing a how-to course, that's information. In fact, if you think about it, a lot of people are in the info product business. Tony Robbins and all these other people who teach you more about how to increase your lifestyle, or people who teach you how to lose weight, those are all info products. Unless, of course, they're selling pills or supplements. Those are physical products. But even if you buy DVDs and they send you physical DVDs, those are still information products. So those can still apply to what I'm about to teach today. So it doesn't necessarily mean that they have to be digital only, but most likely what we're going to be talking about will apply to electronic or digital info products, and you'll be able to get the most out of this traffic method or the traffic methods that I'm going to be sharing, because really what we're going to be talking about in today's call is going to be a few different things. It's not just one thing with a set of steps that you do in order to get the traffic from it. It's not like video marketing where I told you, you know, first create a video, then upload it to all the video sharing sites using the correct tags, titles, and descriptions. You know, that's video marketing. Article marketing is create an article and then get it distributed to all the article sites. Google AdWords would be to set up a Google AdWords campaign with all the right keywords and start driving traffic. So all of those have step-by-step instructions. This one is more a general, talking about a few different things that you can do with your own products. So I've come up with at least six different things that you can do with your own products in order to get even more traffic to your site and therefore build your list more and be able to make more money and make more sales of your other products. And we'll go into that right now, actually. The first one that I want to talk about is when paid becomes free. Now, this happens quite often with older products. If you've sold a product for quite a while, for a couple of years maybe, and you're finding that it's just not selling that well, but you have maybe a newer version that you want to sell as well. Or you have two parts to it. You have a part one and a part two. You have an introductory course, and then you have a more advanced course. But your introductory course just isn't getting as much sales as it used to. Well, what you can do is you can take that paid course or that paid ebook or videos or audio or whatever it would be, and you can start giving it away for free. Now, this is partially a traffic method and partially a conversion method. Think about it this way. Maybe your old funnel or your old website, you'd have visitors that come to it, and they'd be presented with a sales page, and that sales page would say, you know, buy this product because it'll do X, Y, Z. And then they do purchase that product, which is your introductory ebook or introductory course, and then you have a second product behind it, maybe immediately or maybe a couple weeks later, once they're on your list, which says, okay, now that you've learned this or now that you have this, we have this more advanced course that will help you to do A, B, and C. And that will really supplement what you're doing with this first course. And maybe that was what you used to do. You sold the first one for $27 and the second for $97, or the first one for $50 and the second for $200, whatever it might be. And that's a really good strategy for selling your products, by the way, but that's not what we're talking about in this call. But then you find that as time goes on, your introductory course just isn't selling as well as it used to because, well, quite frankly, other people out there are making their own versions of it, and your information is getting kind of old, and it just needs to be updated. But you don't want to put all the effort into updating all these old products. Well, what you can do instead is take that introductory ebook or that part one of the course, and when people arrive on the site, say, normally I sell this for $27, but right now I'm giving it away for free. All I want in return is your name and email address, where we'll send you some information about whatever your market might be. But if you're willing to give that to us, we will give you this ebook, which you normally sell for X dollars for free. And, of course, they enter their name and email address. They go through an opt-in process, and then they get their free ebook. And so that's a nice conversion technique. So, or the other thing that you can do with the paid product, let's say you do have a new paid product, but it's not selling as well as you want it to, then what you can do is you can take part of it and give it away for free, maybe a free chapter or a free section out of it, or if you have a series of videos, then give away a couple of the videos for free. Now, that's more conversion. Let's talk about how you can use that to get more traffic to your website, because we're just talking about how you can take traffic that's already coming to your website and make sure that more of them sign up or more of them purchase. A great way to take an old product, a PDF or anything else, is to make it rebrandable. And this is a form of viral marketing in a sense. This rebrandable usually goes along with PDFs, with the Adobe PDF files that you usually see in ebooks. A rebrandable PDF basically is a PDF or an ebook that somebody can take, and there's links inside of it that go to sales pages or other programs, and they can modify those links to be their own affiliate links. For example, let's just say you have two ebooks. You have an introductory ebook and an advanced ebook. And you should sell both of them, and now you're giving away the one for free. Well, what you can do is you can take that introductory ebook and you can add in links to the advanced ebook, maybe at the footer of every page, and maybe at the end of the book you have an advertisement, at the beginning of the book you have an advertisement, and these all have links that go to your advanced ebook. Well, what you can do is then tell affiliates, say, here you go, take this ebook, and you can give it to your list. You don't have to send them to me. I don't have to build my list from you giving this away. But before you give it away, make sure that you use this program, like I tell you, a piece of software that you can use to do this really easily, to embed your affiliate links in there so that when people click on those links after reading, and if they make the purchase of my advanced ebook, you get the commission. So this prompts affiliates to want to spread around the free material because it's free material for their list. They can say, hey, this normally sells for $27, but because I'm an affiliate of this guy, I can give it away for free. And you can even be clever and keep selling it for $27 on your website so that they can prove that you're still selling it. They can say, hey, just go to his website. You can purchase this for $27, or you can just download it from my site right here because he's allowed me to do this. And then the links inside the ebook could go directly to the advanced product and not just the first product, because obviously they're not going to want to buy it if they already have it for free. So basically, it encourages affiliates to spread the word of your product. I found this worked really well, and I used this technique a couple of years ago when I first started my one-site affiliate marketing formula.com, and I found that it worked tremendously well, that a lot of affiliates were passing these rebrandable PDFs around. Now, this can still apply to video and audio as well. It's a little more tricky. It's not as easy to take a video and rebrand it to have their affiliate link. Like if in the video you say, go to www.bboinstitute.com, it's very hard to edit that so that it's www.theiraffiliatelink.com. So instead, what you can do is just allow them to give the videos away and embed them on their own websites, and then stick their affiliate link right underneath the video. Because most people would rather click a link than try to type in what somebody's saying. And you can even create your video with that in mind. And in the video, instead of saying, go to www.mysite.com, you say, click on the link that's right below this video. And that becomes extremely rebrandable because obviously all they have to do is put their affiliate link right underneath it. And then you provide them with the video and you provide them with their affiliate link. And they put that all together and they're able to have this, in a sense, rebrandable video. The same could go for audio. If you have some sort of audio that you're giving away, the same thing can be in there. Now, what's the big advantage of doing rebrandable PDFs and videos and audio? Well, the big advantage is that it'll be more compelling for your affiliates to just give it to their list than to send them to a squeeze page where you give it to them. Lots of affiliates will still promote if you're using a squeeze page, and there's no problem there, but even more affiliates will promote it if they can just give it to their list for free, because it's good quality content, and it's a soft sell. It's not a hard sell. They're not emailing their list saying, hey, go buy this guy's product. They're saying, hey, this guy just gave me this ebook that I can give to you for free, and it has really good information about this. And then they read it. It builds good trust in you because it's good information. And then they click on the links inside the ebook, and they come to your site and they purchase your more advanced ebook. And so that works really well. Now, the question might be, well, how do I rebrand PDFs? Well, there's a good piece of software that's been around for a long time, and they've been updating it regularly, and it's at viralpdf.com. That's V-I-R-A-L-P-D-F. And PDF is Paul David Frank, just so you know. Paul David Frank, PDF. So viralpdf.com. It's not free. I'll tell you that right now. That's fine. I bought that program a couple of years ago. And back then it worked like a charm, and now they've done improvements. There's even more you can do. But basically all it really needs to do is be able to copy and change the links inside of your ebook. If you want to take this one step further, I have another suggestion that you can do, just something that popped into my mind right now, actually, and it works really well, is you can just write an ebook with the intent of it being given away. So you're creating a product. It's not a product that's already in existence. You're creating the product just with the intent of it being given away. And so what you do in that ebook is you teach something, and you give all sorts of resources, and you use your affiliate link in there. And then what you do is you give it to affiliates and you allow them to rebrand as many of the various affiliate links as they like. Now, I'll give you an example. Let's say that you write an ebook on how to build a list. It's just a simple thing to talk about. How to build a list. And so you say, step number one, get an autoresponder. Click here to get a good autoresponder, which is your affiliate link for, let's say, AWeber or One Shopping Cart or GetResponse, whatever your preferred autoresponder is. And then step number two, start an AdWords campaign. And you need to get a good keyword tool. Here's a good keyword tool. Click here to get it right now. And that's your affiliate link to, say, keywordelite.com or something along that line, those lines. And number three, build a squeeze page. In order to build a really good squeeze page, go to yoursqueezepage.com. But, of course, it's your affiliate link for yoursqueezepage.com. And so on and so forth. So you have a really good high-quality content ebook or report or whatever, but it's a PDF. And you have all sorts of affiliate links in there. And then you say to your affiliates, and of course there's a link in there to your program as well, you know, to get the more advanced method on how to get even more traffic, click here, which is a link to your product. Then you give this to affiliates and say, go ahead and change as many of the affiliate links as you like. And maybe there's 15 or 20 of them in there, AWeber, AdWords, and Keyword Elite, and yoursqueezepage.com, and your program, of course, they should be able to change that for their affiliate link. And with the viral PDF, you can put a default, meaning that if they don't change one of the links, that it remains your affiliate link. So not only do you get more traffic to your website, and not only do you get more exposure and more branding for you, but most affiliates won't change all of the affiliate links. They just won't bother. They'll change the ones that they immediately have. Maybe they'll sign up for a couple more. Some of them will be extensive and sign up for all of them, but most of them will leave most of those affiliate links alone. Meaning that not only do you get more traffic and exposure, but you actually get to make a bit of affiliate income as well. And this actually works really well and allows you to be able to, well, to make more affiliate commissions. And if you really want to track it and know how much your PDF is doing, you sign up for a new affiliate account for all these different programs and use that link in the ebook, and that way you can track individually. Or certain affiliate programs like ClickBank allow you to put in tracking code to be able to tell where it came from. And so you can track to see, hey, this ebook has made me X number of dollars in affiliate commissions and has made me X number of sales of my own products. And all I did was tell a few affiliates to give it away. And of course, in the ebook itself, in the report, it should have on the second page or even maybe on the first page, it should say, you now have the rights to give this away. Click here to rebrand it with your own affiliate link. And that'll go back to your affiliate program where they can sign up as an affiliate and where they can then download the PDF. So it becomes very viral because one affiliate will spread it around or a few affiliates will spread it around, and a few more people get their hands on it. They'll read that one page and they'll say, hey, I want to give this away for free too. That'd be great because my list would like it and I wouldn't mind making the extra income. So then they start spreading it around and it keeps going and it keeps going and becomes extremely viral to the point where I just recently got rid of the rebrandable PDF from my one site affiliate marketing formula because it was so out of date that some of the information in there I didn't want people to have anymore because I had learned so much more since those 2 years ago that I had improved the system that I had used tremendously. So I actually removed it pending creating a new one. And then I kept getting emails at the help desk of people asking for that rebrandable ebook. They kept coming back and saying, hey, I saw that you had this rebrandable ebook. Hey, I want to get that. I want to be able to download it, give it to my list, and it's no longer there. Now that, of course, prompts me that I need to go and create another one because if people are still coming back 2 years later trying to get that PDF so they can spread it around, obviously it's done its job. And the fact that it's been viral for so long is a testament to how effective rebranding your products can be for getting you even more traffic. How many affiliates have signed up? Affiliate marketing formula still sells. I almost sell one or two of them every single day, and I don't even do anything to that site anymore. I don't promote it anymore. I don't actively recruit partners anymore. And yet every day we get more people signed up for the free course and one or two people usually that pay for the upsell, which makes me $67 or times that by two every single day for, you know, a site that I set up a couple of years ago and I no longer touch because I've turned my focus to a lot of other things. So obviously that is something that is effective that will continue to bring you traffic for a very long time, even to the point where you can no longer control all the traffic that will come from it. Now imagine if you take this and put it on steroids. And what I mean by that is don't just create one report. Create five reports or create five reports and five videos. And then people can start spreading those around. And if you have a video, then at the beginning of the video, say, in order to learn how you can spread this video around for free, go to, and then have a direct link to your affiliate program. And if you have an audio that you're giving away for free, then at the beginning of the audio, say, hello, this is so-and-so. My name is Matthew Glanfield from BBOTrafficSeries.com. If you want to be able to give away this audio for free, or this audio is a free audio provided by BBOTrafficSeries.com. If you would like to learn how you can give it away for free to your subscribers, visit blahblahblah.com/giveitawayforfree.html or whatever it might be. You need to promote the fact that they can then turn around and give it to their friends so it becomes as viral as possible. Now, the easiest way for something to be viral is for it to actually be really, really useful or even better for it to be entertaining, but we've talked about that before with our video marketing. That's not always possible. So sometimes just having really good information and then incentivizing it with a bit of cash. Learn how you can make money by giving away this report for free is a good line right there. And that can become very viral as well. So that's the first one, when paid becomes free. And like I said, that is an extremely effective method that I've used in a couple of my programs, and it has yielded tremendous results. So it's something that you should definitely, definitely want to do when you are trying to get more traffic to your websites. The second way you can use your own products, whether existing or future existing products, is in giveaways. Now, this works more in the internet marketing niche, I will admit, but it can also work in other niches. But let's just pretend we're all in the internet marketing niche for this one. I promise that the other ones won't just need to be in the internet marketing niche in order for it to work. But this one particularly has an advantage if you are. What you'll find sometimes is that there's people who do JV giveaways. And what that means is a bunch of joint venture partners get together and they create a JV giveaway launch where the product is not one product but a compilation of a bunch of different joint venture partners. And the benefit here is that each joint venture partner gets to offer something for free, but it doesn't just get added to the site and then people go into the site and download it. What happens is in order for the person to download your giveaway, they have to come to your site to a specific squeeze page which just says, in order to get your product, please enter your name and email address. And then they enter their name and email address, and they go through an opt-in process, and you get them on your list, and you give them this extra product. And then what usually happens is all the joint venture partners then have to promote this big giveaway. So they all basically are exchanging promotions to build a list for an enormous JV giveaway. So those can be very effective, and they can help to build your list tremendously. Another way that these work is in what you can see as what are called Amazon book launches. And, of course, they say Amazon book launches because most marketers who do any big launches and trying to sell their...
The moderator has disconnected. The call will now end. Welcome to the conferencing service. Please enter your conference ID followed by the pound sign. Thank you. Please hold while we validate your conference. Thank you. Please hold while we validate your conference ID. Conference ID accepted. You will now be placed into conference.
There. I apologize there. I'm back on. It's going to do a quick line test to make sure everything's working, and then we'll continue. I apologize. I'll be back in just one moment, just testing the lines here. Okay, I don't know what just happened there, but we just got booted off for a second. So we are back, and we're just going to continue. I'm going to back up a bit because I don't know at what point it actually cut off. Sometimes it cuts off, and then I don't notice until a few seconds later. So just backing up a tiny bit, we're getting into Amazon book launches. And what an Amazon book launch basically is a marketer, usually of higher status, I guess you can say, one that's been really successful with everything they've been doing, has written a book, like a real physical book that you could purchase from Amazon, and so a hardcover or softcover book. And what they do, and the problem with Amazon, I'll tell you right now, is that their affiliate program sucks. You get peanuts for selling any of their products. If you're ever approached by somebody who says, oh, I can make you a really good website, and then feeds Amazon affiliate links so that you can make money off the Amazon affiliate program, you can just laugh at them because the Amazon affiliate program really is crummy in the amount that it gives you like a very small percentage of every single sale. And then on top of that, you're just selling $20 books or $30 books, sometimes more expensive things. But for the most part, it's really not very good affiliate commission. So the problem with that is that marketers who are launching their book don't have a lot of incentive to get people to help them out with their launch because, well, if I promote my book and make $2 per sale, and maybe you'll make a few sales or maybe you'll make 50 or 100 sales. We're talking about just making a couple $100 for these marketers who are used to making $10,000 in a launch or $50,000 of commissions in a launch. And so what has been come up with is that what they do instead is they get, it becomes like a JV giveaway where they get all their JV partners to add on a product as a bonus to people buying their book. So basically they say, well, buy this book. This is to not the JV partners, but to everybody else. And you'll get $10,000 worth of bonuses. And what the $10,000 worth of bonuses is all these different products that other JV partners have given that add on to the value of buying the book from Amazon. And, of course, it works the same way as a JV giveaway, that in order for somebody to get the product, to get your product, they have to visit your website. And there's a special page that you've created just for that. And they have to enter their name and email address, and then it redirects them to a download page where they can get the product that you were given away for free. So it works very similar to the sense of a JV giveaway, except that the product being sold is not the conglomeration of all the products. It's a single hardcover or softcover book, and all these products are given away as bonuses. So those two methods work well, but they're more for the internet marketing niche. But I still wanted to include it because some of you are undoubtedly going to be in the internet marketing niche. So that is something that you can use in order to increase the number of signups that you get, and in other words, the amount of traffic that you get to your website. Now, use those with caution. They do work. You don't get the highest quality signups, but if you have an opportunity to participate in one, why not? Why not get the extra traffic? Even if it's not the highest quality, it's better than nothing. So it's not as high quality as when you're giving away the rebrandable PDFs and the videos and the audio and all of that, but it can still help to build good quality traffic, at least somewhat good quality traffic to your website. I'm going to check and see if there's any questions so far. Okay. If anybody has any questions, of course, that are listening to the call live, just enter them into the Q&A form, and I will be happy to answer them. All right, let's move on to the method number three, then, and how to use your own products to drive more traffic to your website. And this one is probably one of my favorite ones, although we're going to talk about three other really good methods as well. But this is the one I like the most out of all of them. And this is using your product as a bonus. This is somewhat similar to the giveaways, except not really. And the similarity is that you're giving away your product and that you're going to have a little squeeze page for people to sign up for in order to get your product. But the difference is, and this can be used in any market, it doesn't have to be in the internet marketing niche. What you do is you take a product, maybe something that you still sell, but it's not selling as well, and so you want to use it more to drive traffic than to make money, and then, of course, use that traffic to make money from something else. As you take that product and you approach several JV partners, not too many of them, maybe half a dozen of them, but ones that you know have somewhat good status, that you know are doing somewhat well, and you offer your product as a bonus to theirs. So obviously it needs to be a product that's not competing, but that's complementary. For example, if you have a product on better dog health, you could approach somebody who teaches dog training. And you can say, well, how would you like, I noticed you have an ebook that you sell for $47 on how to train your dog. I have an ebook that sells for $37 on recipes and ways that you can make sure that your dog stays healthy, lives longer. Would you like to give this ebook away as a bonus to your customers? So anybody who buys your ebook will also get my ebook. And then what you say to them is, you have a few choices of how you can make this work. They can include it in their sales letter so that it increases their sales rate. They can include it as an unadvertised bonus, so it increases their retention. So they can either advertise it or not advertise it, and then get the benefit either in their sales rate increasing, hopefully, or their retention rate increasing, because now they're offering something extra, they're over-delivering. And it's the same method, though. In order for the person to get the product, they have to click a link. It'll say in their members area, click here to download your extra bonus ebook, How to Keep Your Dog Healthy. And that, of course, comes to a registration page, which is just a squeeze page, where you collect the name and email address of the person, and then in turn give them the extra bonus without any hassles. I wouldn't do any upsells or things like that. Of course, you could if you really wanted to, but it might not be as lucrative to your JV partner because they'll get complaints from their customers. And just give it away to them. And, of course, within that ebook, you can advertise your other ones and your other products and try to make sales there, of course. But you're delivering good quality information in this. And then what you can do, if they agree, is say, okay, do you already have a lot of customers? And they may have a customer list. Hopefully they have a separate list for just their customers. And maybe they're so well established that they have 1,000 customers or a couple thousand customers or a few hundred customers. Well, you can say, well, what you can do is you can email the existing customers to tell them about the extra bonus that has now been added. So it makes them look really good because they say to their list, hey, I know you've already purchased and you've already been with me for a few months, but I have this extra bonus because you purchased. It costs nothing. Here you go. Click here. And then it goes to, of course, your squeeze page, which is a specials page set up where they register in order to get that bonus. And so what this does, this gets you extremely high quality traffic. I wouldn't expect tons of traffic from this because obviously it's only their customers, not their entire list. Let's say they have a good, healthy 2% sales rate. Well, if they have built a list of 10,000 people, that means that only 200 of those will be customers. So you're only getting exposure to those 200. But still, those 200 are very high quality because they have proven that they are buyers and not just window shoppers or just freebie seekers, because they have taken out their credit cards and they've made a purchase. And they're going to have a bit more trust in the JV partner that you'll be working with because they were willing to purchase something from him. So it won't be tons of traffic. Even though he has a list of 10,000, he only has a customer list of a couple hundred, and that's what your email will get sent out to, where they can go and then register for the product. But they will be very high-quality customers, and that's what you're really looking for. If somebody asked me, would you rather build a list of 1,000 buyers or 50,000 kind of people that are just seeking freebies, well, I would take the 1,000 buyers, because I know that in order to convert 50,000 people into 1,000 buyers takes a lot of work. Because that right there, that's 2%. And there's a lot of work that's involved. And having 1,000 buyers, I can immediately start selling them more stuff. And I know that there will be a high percentage of them that will purchase, because they've already proven to me that they are the type of people who like to buy things. This also works great for membership sites. That's assuming that you have a membership site. So let's say you have a membership site that, and when I say a membership site, I mean people pay monthly and you regularly update it with new content. I'm not talking about when people just use membership site, they just throw that term around where you pay a one-time fee and then there's a members area. That's not a membership site. The BBO Traffic Series is not a membership site. There is a members area, but it's not a membership site. BBOTrafficClub.com, that is a membership site. Because if people want the paid content, they pay on a monthly basis. And I regularly update it, and we add new training to it and all of that. And so this method works really well with your own membership site, because instead of just offering an ebook, what you can do is you can offer a free month or 2 free months to your membership site or 4 free months, whatever works out, whatever works in your market, whatever works for your website. And so you approach JV Partners and you say, I noticed that you're selling something on dog training. Well, I have a membership site all about dog health, and it costs $10 a month. And I notice you sell your ebook for $40. Well, I'd like to offer 2 months of my membership as a bonus for anybody that signs up or that purchases your ebook. Now, the beauty behind this is that in order for those people to get their 2 free months, you get them to start a subscription, a PayPal subscription, or whatever you use to do your payment processing. And so it has a link, you know, click here to get your 2 free months, which goes to your website, which has a link that says, click here to start a subscription. It won't cost you anything. It's a $0 subscription. And then if you decide to stick around for more than 2 months, we'll start billing you $9.95 per month, or $20 per month, whatever it is that you charge, to continue using the membership site. However, you can cancel before that. And even if we do renew, you have 30 days to cancel after your first one. So there's no risk to the customer. You can get in for 2 months, and there's no real commitment that they're doing. There's no contract. It's just that if they decide to keep it for more than 2 months, they will be automatically billed. So that works even better than an ebook, because you're monetizing it. And you're not upselling them. You're not ticking them off. You're saying, here's your 2 free months, and then afterwards we'll automatically start billing you, unless you tell us otherwise, in which case we'll stop and you will never get charged. And even if you do get charged, you still have 30 days after that charge to get a full refund. So this is a strategy that I've been using with the BBO Traffic Club, that there's certain TV partners who are going to be allowed to give away a month, maybe 2 months for free, to their subscribers. And so then I get more members, and they've all started PayPal subscriptions, where if they don't cancel them, and a lot of them don't, I'll tell you that right now, they will then start being charged on a monthly basis. And of course, within that free month or 2 free months, you want to over-deliver as much as possible so that they don't want to cancel. So you're not tricking them into renewing with you automatically. What you're doing is you're setting them up so that they can, and then they, in their minds it might just be, well, I'll just do it for the 2 months and then I'll cancel. But then you just over-deliver so much to them that they just don't want to cancel, that it hurts for them to cancel. And so you get to continue getting money from them on a monthly basis. So your JV partner, he gets benefits, of course, because it increases the value of his product. You can even set it up as an affiliate link so that he gets affiliate commissions once they start renewing. So he gets a lot of benefits, and you get the benefit, obviously, of getting more customers. Like, who cares about building your list? This is building your customer base. That's what makes you money. So that's how you can use bonuses. Take your ebooks, your videos, your audio, take a free month or two of your membership sites, and offer it to JV partners as a bonus to their product. So you're getting, you're basically tapping into their list of customers, and you're allowing them to present more value to them. And this can work really well as well. And it's what I've been, like I said, it's what I've been doing with a few partners of my own for some of my own sites. And people are very anxious to accept this because it's valuable to their customers. And, of course, they get the commissions when they renew. So that's number three, it's the bonuses, which, of course, is what I said was my favorite one out of all six of them. Number four is an interesting one. It's using Web 2.0 or social marketing. Now, we're going to be talking about social marketing in a different call, but what I want to talk about here is more how it relates to using your own products. So how this works is you take your own existing products and you, in a sense, you repurpose them. One thing that you can always do with your content is repurpose it. And what that means is you change its form from one to another, and you can sell it again, or you can do other things with it. For example, you can take an ebook. One easy way to repurpose an ebook is to then just record it, like talk, read your ebook, and record it as an audio. And now you have an audio. Now you have an audio ebook. That's a whole other product. It has a different perceived value. And then you can create a video that's maybe just PowerPoint slides going through all the points of your ebook. Hey, that's another product. Maybe you have a teleseminar already. Well, get it transcribed. Now you have an ebook. This is repurposing. You can also take an ebook and you can take it from PDF form and put it in as a bunch of articles. So if you have a 50-page ebook, most likely you have 30 to 40 articles that are there, or 30 to 40 parts of a series of articles. And you can take that and you can use it for all sorts of different things. But one of the things that you can do is in all these Web 2.0 sites, and I'll give you a few sites to, as an example of what I'm talking about. One of them is scribd.com, S-C-R-I-B-D.com. S-C-R-I-B-D, as in boy, dog, .com. And they allow you to upload PDFs, videos, audio, HTML, that you're then providing to everybody for free. And, of course, they want more content because it makes their site bigger, which makes them better in the search engines. And in return, they give you traffic. And because people come and read that, and, of course, then they can go to your website. You can have links or whatever it might be in your scribed account. You can have links pointed to your home, your product. Especially if it's video and audio, you can just say it. Now, this is Matthew Glanfield from bbotrafficclub.com. You can also go to some place like squidoo.com, and you can start what they call a lens, where you just talk about a certain subject. And there you can post articles and videos and audio and useful content, and that ranks well in the search engine. So people find Squidoo easier in the search engines because they're well-ranked. And so if you have a lot of good content in there, and you can just grab your ebook and grab parts from your ebook and throw it up on there, all of a sudden you're able to get traffic from Squidoo. Hub Pages works very similarly. Hubpages.com allows you to do the same thing. You create hubs where you talk about certain subjects, and you're able to put your content on those pages, and then in return they give you traffic. So go check out those websites, scribd.com, that's S-C-R-I-B-D, there's no E in there, .com, squidoo.com, hubpages.com, there's all sorts of sites that allow you to do that. It's kind of like article marketing, except on a higher level, because you have to put a bit more time into it. Article marketing, you just grab an article and you throw it out to 1,000 sites. These ones, you have to put a bit more time into creating the pages, making sure it's high valuable content so that they don't just kick you off because they want really good quality content. And so just remember that. You can take existing products and break them up. Ebooks can become multiple articles. You can have, if you have a video course where there's 10 videos, well, not only have 10 separate videos you could be uploading. And of course, that goes on to other things, such as taking, if you have a video course where you have 10 videos, or let's say you have an hour's worth of videos, we'll break it up into 5-minute videos. So all of a sudden you have 12 videos. Why don't you just upload all those to YouTube? Now this goes along with giving them away for free. But what you're really trying to do is you're trying to pull in more traffic. So you can use them for video marketing. If you have an ebook that's, you know, if it works out to be 20,000 words, that's a lot of articles. If you take some time and you break it up into articles so that they're each concise, maybe they're each from a chapter or a subpart of a chapter, and then upload those, you have a ton of articles. And all of a sudden, you're getting traffic from article marketing. So repurposing this old content, and remember that when you're doing article marketing and stuff like that, especially with article marketing, you don't have to worry so much about the quality of the articles. You do somewhat, like we talked about that when we're in our article marketing call, but you can just do it for the search engine benefits of getting links to your website. So you just break up the ebook, you throw them up on the article sites, you've got tons of new links coming to your website. With YouTube, if you can put all these videos up, that gives you tons of exposure in YouTube, which can bring you lots of traffic to your website. And transcribed audio, I'll tell you right now, a one-hour teleseminar transcribed could be easily 40 to 50 pages in an ebook. Throw that up on a website, and you're talking about 50 to 100 pages on a website, which we'll talk about in a second, how to do content building with your products. So repurposing your content and then using Web 2.0 through YouTube, Squidoo, Scribe, Hub Pages, article marketing, all these different things can greatly enhance the amount of traffic that you get from these products that aren't doing anything else for you other than sitting around and just collecting dust. So that's method number four, using Web 2.0 in order to build traffic from your old products. So method number five, we're going to talk a bit about search engine optimization again. Well, not again. We're going to talk about search engine optimization. And we've talked about this in a past call. One of the things that you know that you need in order to get search engine rankings is good quality content on your website. A one-page website can rank in a search engine, but it has a hard time. A 1,000-page website will have a much easier time ranking in the search engines for all sorts of different keyword phrases. And so going back to what I was just talking about for the Web 2.0 stuff, you repurpose your content and put it on your website. Now, this is a bit of work. You can always hire it out. And the best thing to do is to get whatever version, whatever product you have, ebook, video, or audio, get it transcribed into text. Search engines can't watch videos. They can't listen to audio. They can only read text. So whatever form your product is in, get it into text form. And you can go to a place like theadminsource.com to do this. The admin, A-D-M-I-N, source, S-O-U-R-C-E, .com. Theadminsource.com is the person I use to do all my transcribing for my audios, for my audio calls. And so they are able to take your audio and turn it into text. And then you can take that text and throw it on your website. Now, if you keep, like I said before, let's say you have an hour audio. An hour audio will usually turn into about 40 pages. Each of those pages will have, let's say, 500 words. Let's just throw that number out. I haven't actually checked to see how many words. Let's say each page has 500 words. Well, if you limit the number of words that you're going to put on a web page, because you don't want it to be too big, you could limit it to about 500 words and then have like a next link, something that goes to the next page. And so now you have 40 pages for your website just from 1 hour of audio. In fact, this is a really easy way to just create lots of text, is just talk for a few hours, you know, over a period of time, whatever it might be, and have it all transcribed. So let's say you have 5 hours of audio. Well, why not just take that and have it all transcribed, and that'll make a couple hundred pages for your website, which is great content for the search engines to catch, for them to want to send you more traffic. So you can easily do that and build a lot of content to your website, and then use the Web 2.0 methods that I was talking about with Squidoo and Hub Pages and YouTube and all of that to get links to your website, although not so much from YouTube, because they nofollow their links. But from Squidoo and places like that, you can actually get links to your pages. So you're building links, and you're building content on your website, so you're going to get more traffic from the search engines. Now, the last method I want to talk about, number six, of using your own products, is using them in launches. Now, this goes back to a bit about JV partners and affiliates. And it also talks a bit more about the rebrandable stuff, but it's a little different. I want to talk about how I typically do one of my launches. And when I go to launch a new product, what I'll do is I'll create free information, create free products, usually in the form of video. However, you can do it in the form of reports. I've seen it very successful that way as well, or even teleseminars. And so what you do is you can take that free information and you get all your affiliates to give it away. Now, this can be through rebrandable PDFs, or it could just be to a squeeze page on your website. But whatever it is, you're giving away extremely high-quality, new, relevant content. This isn't just four-year-old products that you're rehashing. This is new, relevant information that has to do with the launch that you're about to do. And you set up squeeze pages where people can come and they can then register to get that product. Now, you can take that one step further. And you might not get as many signups, although sometimes you actually get more, but you'll get higher quality signups if you do what's called a reverse squeeze page. A reverse squeeze page, well, first off, a squeeze page basically is a teaser. Give me your name and email address, and I'll give you the free information. A reverse squeeze page is, here's the free information. Now register if you liked it so you can get more. And both are very effective. Sometimes reverse squeeze pages are more effective because people just don't want to give their name and email address out to somebody else that they don't know or trust necessarily because they just don't know them yet. So you can wow them with your information. So what you do is you create two or three videos, maybe 10, 15, 20 minutes long each, and you have one on the squeeze page that they just get to watch for free with really good information. And then there's, of course, a place where they can fill out their name and email address to then get the other two videos. And then your affiliates can, of course, mail out to promote these, and it builds your list. And you can do this for a launch, or you can do it just for an affiliate program. It doesn't even have to be for a launch. So this ties in a lot with the rebrandable PDFs and repurposing your audio and video and allowing your affiliates to give it away. But this is more an idea of using it in a launch where you're building up momentum and you're getting all your JV partners to do this so that you can get even more traffic right before you're about to open up a new product. So these are the six methods that I wanted to talk about today of using your own products. And if you have any questions, go ahead and enter them now because I'm about to start the Q&A session of this if anybody does have any questions. I just want to go over and review them all again so we can make sure that we've understood all the different points. So let's go through the six. The first one is that paid becomes free, meaning that you take paid products and you allow affiliates to give them away and to rebrand them with their own affiliate links so that they have an incentive to spread the word. Second is giveaways, which works more in the internet marketing niche, where you find other JV partners and you get together and you create a joint product where you all give away a bunch of things and everybody promotes and it builds a nice big list that gets sent out to everybody else as well, meaning that it helps them to build their list and it helps you to build your list because in order for people to get all the different products, they have to then go and register with those partners. Then you have bonuses where you can take your own products or take a free month or two of a membership site and offer it to JV partners as a bonus to one of the products that they're selling. Then you have Web 2.0 where you can take your content and you can repurpose it and put it onto pages such as Squidoo, HubPages.com, YouTube, Scribd.com, and all sorts of other areas, article marketing sites, or everywhere else. And then build more links and also get more eyes on your products and so people come to your website naturally. Then there's more search engine optimization content building, where you transcribe calls and videos, you take ebooks, and you put them as web pages, where you get even more content in your website, which draws in more content or more of the spiders from the search engines and gets you better rankings for your website. And lastly, setting up squeeze pages and reverse squeeze pages for launches so that your JV partners and affiliates can give away all this great information that you have to help build even more traffic, build your list, and make a very successful product launch. So those are the methods I want to talk about today's call, about using your own products in order to build traffic. I'm going to go check to see if there's any questions, and of course, they'll answer all the questions, and then we'll be finished for today's call until our Q&A call, which will be this week as well. So if you have any questions, go ahead and put them in the Q&A form as well right now. I don't see any yet, but I'll wait around for about 30 to 45 seconds, because I know there's a bit of a time difference for when I talk and when everybody actually hears it on the webcast. So if you have any questions, go ahead and enter them now, and I'll be sure to answer them. And remember, take your products, repurpose them, use them over and over again so that you can build even more traffic to your website so that you can make even more money from those products that are already there. Never let any of your efforts in the past go to waste just because they're no longer doing anything. Okay, I don't see any questions coming in, so we'll finish now. Thank everybody for attending our BBO Traffic Series call today, and I wish you the best of luck in your traffic generation endeavors, and have a great week.
The moderator has disconnected. The call will now end.